You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Last Friday, around 500 people took to the streets to demand action on climate change. Protesters from the Climate Rage Coalition and a mix of local groups and schools met at 2 p.m. by the Monument sur Georges-Étienne-Cartier on Park Avenue. They spent the afternoon dancing, marching, and calling for change.
This protest is about how angry we are about like the non-action of the government and of the big corporations. And I feel like it's very important to show that we're here and that we care, because we, the young people, are going to be here the longest. And it's not technically our fault, because it's the past generations that did this before us. And we want a future. We want to be able to have kids and create like a world of our own. And if the planet isn't here, well, we can't do anything about it.
This is Gaëlle Raymond, a Cégep Vieux Montréal student. She says she and her friends are doing what they can to help the environment, eating vegetarian or vegan, biking or taking public transit, and being careful about their consumption and waste. That makes it hard for them to hear that their actions aren't being met with systemic political change.
It's absolutely frustrating, because we're like, why would we do this when big corporations that have a much bigger impact on the climate could do like a little action that would have so much more impact than the little things that we do as individuals?
Members of SADC, the South Asian Diaspora Action Collective, were also at Friday's march.
In South Asia, a number of like climate refugees are increasing, because people are forced to move their places, migrate to other countries, because their place is no longer livable. Like it's the flood and everything, their houses are washed away, their everything, they're underwater. So what are they going to do? They have to move. So those people are suffering for things that they didn't do.
Nuzet Niaz says she worries about her family back in Bangladesh, where flooding is becoming more extreme. Just last year, parts of the northeast of the country saw the worst floods in 100 years, displacing people in the hundreds of thousands.
I'm from South Asia, and South Asia is really, really getting like badly impacted for this climate change. Like a lot of like our lowlands are going underwater. Like the country I'm from Bangladesh, so like in 50 to 100 years, like most of the part of the country will be underwater. So that's something like that concerns us, and because I have family there, I have cousins there, like they're 1 year old, like my aunt, she's pregnant, like they will be there, and then those kids, they will grow up. What kind of future we are leaving for them?
This summer of wildfires is the first time many Quebecers are experiencing direct impacts of climate change. But SADC's Juhi Sohani says that people beyond our borders are also being affected by Canada's climate policy.
Not only are the impacts of the Canadian oil and gas industry traveling across the world in the form of smoke, but for decades they have been impacting the global south. So these islands that have gone underwater that Nuzhat is talking about, but the flooding that has been increasing year by year, Yusuf and I were just talking about that like my family's been talking about how the monsoon season has been getting wetter and longer each year. So people know, and people know that there's no way that the global south has been the culprit, right? Like, we're not the ones emitting. It's we, the global north, that have been emitting, and that those activities have gone unchecked. The oil and gas companies, their emissions need to be capped, and the government has to stop giving them kickbacks for false climate solutions.
On the flip side, Sohani says we need to be attuned to how environmental harms are hitting poor and racialized communities in Montreal.
Environmental racism, people think of it as just, you know, like not just, but mining companies displacing folks and stuff like that. But environmental racism is literally right here in our homes. In Montréal Nord and Montréal Est, the life expectancy is 9 years less than in Westmount, right? In Park X, that's environmental racism, poor living conditions, and the fact that the climate crisis is going to affect those folks directly because of extreme heat, flooding, even in apartments and stuff like that, that's environmental racism. It's the same system creating that in this hyper-local context that it is in a larger context where the global north doesn't give a shit about the global south and will continue to do things until it ends up right at the doorstep of some like rich white lady in Westmount.
The climate movement is about fighting for people across the world, but also for the ones you love. Or at least that's the case for Courtney Kirkby. She says giving birth to her second child during the worst wildfire season Quebec has ever seen made her want to fight for their future.
Definitely when the hottest day came, having not been able to take my children outside, that was the first time that it really hit home for me, in a way that was kind of apocalyptic. So there was, weeks of anxiety that also came with like a hormone crash post-birth. And I think though that it was sitting with it for a while and sitting through the emotion, then moving to rage, saying that no one's doing anything, nobody cares. And then kind of getting the reality check that many people in my life have been doing things for many years. So that kind of came round to gratitude and then saying, okay, come what will come, just like anything in life. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And when you have kids, I think you become acutely aware of that. So I think now I just feel action-oriented. I feel, appreciate every day, every clear day that we can breathe the air, that we have livable temperatures, that we haven't been struck by some kind of catastrophe. Donate to causes and to people who are living those climate realities, and get involved, get on the street. And we decided, to turn those emotions into climate action. Mamas.
Friday's March was an early event for the Climate Action Mamas, a group Kirkby is starting with her friend and LEAP Manifesto co-author Bianca Mugyenyi. But it's even more so for the hundreds of Cégep and university students who came out on Friday. McGill teaching assistant Georgie Durham just moved to the city, said they were having a great time marching with Montrealers.
I think it's easy to be, alone or isolated and just feeling really like angry and upset about climate, but also feeling powerless to change. But I do think that big groups of people together can really elicit a lot of change. Like even just looking like at us here on Park, which is usually a huge road full of cars and there's no traffic right now. And that in itself is a really big deal. I also think that it's great to involve organizers of all levels and experiences. There might be some organizers who have this is like the 50th protest they've ever organized, or they know how to contact government and like participate in public government. And there might be people, like me, who are new to Montreal and are just looking to get involved, and we can all learn from each other as how to actually go about navigating what can be really complicated political systems to enact change.
The protesters were clear, no matter how difficult it is, those systems will need to change to keep up with the catastrophic effects of climate change. Here's Juhi Sohani again.
Now, right, there's the opportunity for the Liberal government to cap oil and gas emissions and to invest in renewables, and they're probably just going to find a whole bunch of loopholes, or they're going to use it as a way to get reelected, and so they just keep kicking the can down the road. But what they really need to do is they need to take meaningful climate action. Also, just to know that, investing in renewables will create over twice the jobs, and that there'll be safer jobs, better jobs. It's going to have less strain on our healthcare system, on our housing.
The marchers were just as clear about what's facing the opponents to climate action. Brebeuf College student Mila Bashour says it's those opponents who keep her fighting.
One of the reasons why I'm still out here today to show that there's hundreds and thousands of people that still give a shit about this cause and how it's super important that we still need to be out here despite all of these big corporations and people prioritizing profit that don't care about it enough, that there's a whole generation that's out here that's going to take them down.
Friday's protest was peaceful, but police say they still arrested one person for obstructing an officer. I'm Jules Bijel. Thanks for listening.